Okay, back to the serving points in the food hall, which will all have side dishes, desserts, and drinks on sale, as well as main courses. One serving point we call World Adventures. This will serve a different country's cuisine each day. Maybe Chinese one day and Lebanese the next. The menus will be planned for a week at a time, so pupils will know what's going to be available the whole of that week. Street life is also international, with food from three particular cultures. We'll ask pupils to make suggestions, so perhaps sometimes there'll be food from Thailand, Ethiopia, and Mexico, and then one of them will be replaced by Jamaican food for a week or two. The Speedy Italian serving point will cater particularly for the many pupils who don't eat meat or fish. They can be sure that all the food served there is suitable for them. There'll be plenty of variety, so they shouldn't get bored with the food. Okay, that's all on the new food hall. Now, after-school lessons. These are very popular with pupils, particularly swimming. In fact, there's a waiting list for lessons. Cycling is another favourite, and I'm delighted that dozens of pupils make use of the chance to learn to ride in off-road conditions. It means that more and more cycle to and from school every day. As you know, we have a well-equipped performance centre, and we're going to start drama classes in there too. Pupils will be able to join in just for fun, or work up to taking part in a play. We hope to put on at least one a year. We already teach a number of pupils to use the sound and lighting systems in the centre, and a former pupil has given a magnificent grand piano to the school, so a few pupils will be able to learn at the school instead of going to the local college, as many of them do at the moment.